let's talk about AMR quickly. We had heard that there was a contract that was proposed. Is that contract moving along? Have you made sufficient progress, considering the fact that they were waiting for you to respond initially?
Actually, we just had a great meeting just 3 days ago, actually, with AMR. We had members of the county there as well, Erie County. My own team, Deputy Baird, Dr. Bart, our medical director, so we had a real candid conversation with them. We talked about their nurse navigation system, which they want to implement and which they're willing to implement regardless if they're under contract or not, which is great. And, I'm working through the wickets with the corporate counsel and everyone else who's responsible for contracting. And they do have a proposal in front of them, and I think we're going to have some movement on it fairly soon.
So the city has countered the proposal that they submitted to you. Is that what you're saying?
No, we submitted a proposal to present to AMR. So right now they're just looking at everything that goes along with the contract, liabilities, that sort of thing.
So when do you expect to have that contract back in your hands to sign it?
I don't really have a firm timeline. I would think within a month or so that we'd have some closure on it.
Are we acting with any urgency here, knowing that they've been operating without a contract for several years?
There's not really any need for urgency because they've been operating as if they were under contract. So they're under close supervision with our medical director, Dr. Bart, myself, and the rest of our team. So if there's any issues, we address them as they come up.
What about the Emergency Services Medical Board that was supposed to be meeting all along based on city charter but hasn't since the former fire commissioner was in place here? Why hasn't that board met?
I can't really answer that question. I believe the last time they met was in 2015. Myself and my team came on board in 2018. I want to say for all practical purposes that board is defunct. And one of the purposes of that meeting was to get all the parties together to form not necessarily a board, but a committee that can address all the things that board was addressing back in 2015.
So the board is defunct, though city charter mandates there be a board in place. How can the two be?
Well, the members of the board are no longer available to us. So I may use the word defunct in possibly the wrong way, but in the wrong manner, but for all practical purposes, it is defunct. So we're assembling a new board, a new committee, there's new data to examine. We're anticipating a new contract with AMR with some oversight from this committee.
And is that something you'll be working on with Council President Scanlon, knowing the mayor appoints these people to the board based on city charter? Is that something that you will be working on with Council President Scanlon?
Of course. I'm not going to do it in a vacuum. Obviously, the Council Member Scanlon, soon to be Acting Mayor Scanlon, is going to have some input into who sits on that committee. I'll advise them of the what my recommendation is as far as the makeup of that committee. I think we have some really good people in mind, and then we'll take it from there.
Why have you waited so long to make this next step forward to get a new board in place?
As I said, AMR was operating, not under contract, but they were fulfilling all their contractual obligations. So, and they were being supervised, even though we didn't have a board in name, they were operating in close coordination and cooperation with our medical director and members of my staff as well.
Commissioner, I apologize. I came in late. Just wanted to get your thoughts overall in terms of the mayor's announcement yesterday that he's resigning from office.
Well, obviously, a sad day for the citizens of Buffalo, but a great opportunity for the mayor. He put in all those years since 2006, done an amazing job for the city. I wish him nothing but the best, of course, for him and his family. And we continue to move forward, just like the fire department has to move forward. He's moving forward as well. And, obviously we're going to support the acting mayor, just as if he was the mayor, which he is in name. So, I don't see any issues going forward.
What do you know about the acting mayor, Chris Scanlon, and past work that you've done with him? I mean, what do you know about him as he takes over for office?
I think he's a great guy. He's always been a gentleman. He's a big proponent of public safety. He's worked with us hand in hand since myself and my team came on board in 2018. He's helped us basically in every avenue that you can think of, acquiring apparatus, you name it. He's been a full supporter of the Buffalo Fire Department and public safety in general.
If you should choose a different commissioner, will you stay on with the department, or will you look to the private sector, or will you retire?
I don't know if there's another position for me after that. So no, I'll move on. I don't know where I'll move on to, but I'll definitely be moving on, yes.